Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. Minnesota is a wonderland for clay artists, ceramicists, and potters, thanks in great part to the legacy and teachings of Warren McKenzie. We lost a Minnesota icon this week. Warren McKenzie died on Monday, December 31st, at the age of 94. His apprenticeship with Bernard Leach, who learned from Japanese master potter Shoji Hamada, launched his 35-year career teaching at the University of Minnesota, shepherding his pottery legacy to thousands of practicing potters, ceramic teachers, and art students. From Jay Anderson at our sister station WTIP, we share a conversation with Warren McKenzie from 2014.
We were involved with the Leach pottery, and every pot in the Leach pottery was a functional pot. The attitude was something Bernard had acquired in Japan, where most potters were making pots that were used in people's homes, and they were pots that were made quickly and easily. They could be sold at a low price. And every person in Japan probably ate off of handmade pots because they were available, they were cheap, and they were made by the person just around the corner from them, probably. And so we decided we wanted to run our pottery on that same basis and make pots which could be made quickly and could be sold inexpensively. And we did that. And to tell you the truth, I'm still convinced that that is the way if you want to be a potter and you don't worry about being an artist, that's the way to work. When we started out, we sold all of our pots through the studio. We had a little shed near the workshop, and we just put the pots in there, and people would come and if they found something they wanted, they'd leave the money in a basket or a check or whatever. And then that way we were able to sell pots very cheaply because we got the entire cost of the pot for ourselves. Unfortunately, this concept was destroyed. As I became more well-known, a group of people found that they could go into our showroom and it was an unattended showroom. We asked that people buy only two pots per family per firing. We felt that that would spread it out so more people could own them. I had started to do something which we never did at the Leach Pottery, and that was to alter the round circle that the potter's wheel gives you. If you make a pot on the potter's wheel, it obviously ends up round, and I had seen some pots which were rectangular or triangular or whatever, and I found that you can just put your fingers in the wet pot and stretch it, and you have a square bowl or a triangular bowl or whatever shape you want to make it. As you're working on the wheel, you pick and choose the time when you stop shaping that clay, when you think it's absolutely right. And over the years, I have found that because of my experience and my change of what I've seen and what I've tried to do and so on, I'm not satisfied with the forms that I was doing 20 years ago. And you change them very subtly. You don't change them just to be different. But since you're a different person, you make a different decision about when the pot is finished. Whether that's a good decision or not, I have no choice. It's the way I'm thinking at that moment that I think this is a better form than the one that I saved 3 or 4 weeks ago.
The Minnesota ceramics community mourns the loss of a generous and talented artist. The late Warren McKenzie lives on in his thousands of pots, thousands of potters, and his worldwide influence. Rest in peace. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Maya Jensen, with assistance from Andrew Ressler. Music by Willie Murphy. Funding provided by the family-owned Duluth Grill and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Find Radio Gallery at KUMD.org on the homepage and under Programs. You can listen to this episode again and find links to the artist's work at KUMD.org. Thanks for listening.